Roll another.
Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Why did we not lead in with this song?
I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
I don't know, man. I wanted to.
It's still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated, and
after show time, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then
best
I got
song.
High.
No, you wouldn't.
So yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the after show. I am still eternal, I think. Yeah, still eternal. And
because I got high,
You guys are free to call in on Skype. Use your decline to state. That's one word, decline to state. Or you could send questions in the IRC chat, and we will answer them as best we can. Join the conversation. It'll be lots of good time. Lots of good times.
Because I got high.
And I'm joined here today with Zombas is able to speak some, as you heard
Zombie
at the very end.
Speak Zum.
I was gonna eat your
Zum, speak.
What up?
What up? He's still alive. And Nintendo's here, but not here, maybe?
Might be I don't know. Nintendo can
here
be
he is, yeah, he's here.
Hey, guys.
Good evening. How you doing?
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm good. I'm warm, hot, sweating.
It's temperature like summer down there, isn't it?
Yep, it's pretty fucking hot.
Wow,
it's
I'll trade.
Above 30
I will
consistently.
So you don't have seasonal,
obviously.
You don't have seasonal affective disorder at all.
I'm not good with the heat. That's what you mean.
I guess people on this hemisphere are suffering potentially from the lack of number of hours of sunlight in the day, but also
protruding nipples.
Yeah, that can
suffering
be
suffering from
hairy
protruding nipples.
Protruding nipples.
How does one suffer from that?
Because it's cold.
Eternal, do you want to share? Are yours particularly hard?
Not yet. I know I'm inside. It's really warm in here. Actually, I got lights on, all this equipment and stuff. My room gets hot. But
come on, man! I just told everybody I'm all hot and sweaty. You got to give us something to work with.
No, I'm actually kind of hot and sweaty too, to be honest.
Oh,
can I see your nipples?
Maybe later. I don't know. Man.
So is the truth that marathon runners tape their nipples so they don't actually bleed when they, you know, run like 25 miles and stuff?
Yes,
I think they will. I think sometimes they'll use petroleum jelly on like rubbing areas or shoulders or any place that might get too much friction.
Really?
Them chafing thighs.
And this came up, or I know this recently, because 2 weekends ago, I did in Sacramento, the not so glorious capital of California, a like 14-mile foot race in the mud. I don't know why I signed up for that. But the crew of people I was going with was wiping themselves down with that stuff, and I was a little bit bewildered at first.
Wondering what was going to happen next.
Yeah, things were not looking good for Ron at that point. I don't know if this is a growing thing, but they have these races called, like, you know, some of them are called Tough Mudder. This one is called Spartan Race. We got a whole spiel from like the movie 300 before we started. But they set up, you know, this is like for your weekend warrior, someone who misses the glory days of being an athlete or something. And they have, you know, little obstacles. They have moats. Like within the first half mile, you're diving into a moat to waist deep that's freezing and you get all soaked. And this one, and it was raining the entire time. So like every step was a chore. It was pretty tough. I have no idea how I finished that thing. I barely got clearance from my back doctor to let me even go do it. He's like, you know, I thought my doctor was going to say no, but then I realized that he's a marathon runner and he encourages this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was wondering that. I was wondering what you're doing something like that with your back as it is.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird, unexpected thing because, I mean, he said, walk downhill. He said, you know, he said, don't jump off the obstacles. But, you know, for whatever reason, like, sitting actually puts more force on the spine than standing up. And, you know, if you have problems with the disc or whatever, a lot of times stuff is directional and stuff like that. But it was interesting. It was good to kind of get a test.
I have to say, I think regardless of the quality of your back, I don't think that race is safe for any humans.
You are
probably not. Probably not.
Yeah, Toast and Ken. But the first thing that happened about like 3 or 4 miles in is I started getting the cramps, and I was like, "Oh, great! Yep. This is a third of the way in." And then about halfway through, I started feeling the effects of you know, the pinched nerve cranking up a little bit more.
See, yeah, I would take that as
a
sign.
I've got a disc out of place in my back, so I know that feel.
He's also super jelly of anybody who can actually run because his knees are statist.
Implying
that I want to run.
That is true. You really don't. Except from like Nazis, but
it could come in handy then, man. You can't deny that.
Egyptians. Evidence of Jews being in Egypt. Pro tip.
Just the pro tip. Yeah, I if we were to talk about endorphins as one of the drugs on one of these later shows, I could get on that because I admit it, I'm kind of a meathead and I thrive on that stuff sometimes, and the pushing yourself too hard thing, that is kind of a risk. But Ken, you said that you've run into that through exercise too, or what's your experience with the back feels?
I'm not sure when it happened, but yeah, I've got a disc out of place, so I mean, sitting down for long periods of time hurts my back a lot.
Feels bad, man.
I kept trying to do jogging for a while to get healthy, but I was worried that it was gonna do something to my back because every time I finished, my back was screaming. So yeah,
screaming like sighs.
I think it was worse than mine, but especially jolts and stuff or long periods in the same position.
But do you think it was the seating, the sitting, or because of the jogging, like wrong posture while jogging, wrong posture while seating, shoes? What could it be? What do you think?
Well, I mean, some seats are comfier than others. So, you know, as far as jogging, I could probably do it if I got some good shoes and stuff, but money and time and whatever, you know.
How about trying those like little five toes in the shoes that are not really shoes?
Yeah, this is the thing with back pain, is that it's such a drag. It's so limiting. It requires, I mean, because we barely, you know, evolved to competently have, you know, to be standing upright as people. And everybody has, like, you know, heard of a person who knows somebody who's had a problem or has some tip that worked or whatever. And it's really hard to find, you know, a fix or to diagnose things sometimes.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you get told fixes all the time, but yeah,
everybody and their mother has a solution for you, right?
At this point, yeah, you know, it's sort of like when somebody has really bad skin problems and everybody has a solution.
Oh yeah,
right.
You know,
it's always my uncle or my friend took this pill for like 2 days and it went away, or like my.
I have a foolproof solution, actually. Legitimately,
Jessica Simpson. Rub Jessica Simpson on your face.
No, not even that. This solution is 100% proven to cure all of your skin deformations, infections, everything.
Fire?
It's not cutting off your skin.
Yeah,
is it?
You light yourself on fire and then you remove all the skin.
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah, you wouldn't have any skin left to have problems with.
It's a long-term solution for a temporary problem, man.
Well, I have a joke for you guys.
Go on.
All right, so I was walking
home. That's a approach to skin problems.
What? Do I have like a lag or something?
Oh no, yeah, I'm so sorry.
I think Zom said poignantly that that's the statist approach to skin problems, using massive violence.
That's probably true. Jesus Christ, that's sad because it's true. All right, so I was walking home one evening, and I came upon a clearly depressed guy, you know? He was, like, standing there at the end of the bridge, looking like he was about to jump. So I called him out, like, I just went up to him, like, you know, wait, don't do that shit, don't do that shit. And I ran over there, you know. Come on, man, what's the problem? Why do you want to jump? It's just, you know, it's this country, man. It's just falling into, I don't know what. It's going to shit, and there's nothing I can do about it. The election was the last straw, and I don't want to live on this fucking planet anymore. So I tell the guy, you know, well, cheer up, man. We're all in this together. Don't worry about it. Say, tell me, are you a conservative or a libertarian? And so he says, I'm a libertarian. Well, that's great. I told him, you know, that's great. You know, you're not alone. Are you a free market libertarian or libertarian socialist? And so he says, I'm a free market libertarian. Right? Me too. Hey, I'm also a free market libertarian, man. Paleo-libertarian or neo-libertarian? Well, he says, you know, paleo-libertarian or something. At this point, like, really excited. So, hey, so am I, man. Tell me.
Get to the happy ending already.
Yeah. Chicago or Austrian School of Economics? Austrian, he says. Like, yes, me too, man. Are you, like, Hayek or a Rothbardian strain? It's like, Rothbardian, yes! Oh, same here, man. Are you a consequentialist or a deontological libertarian? And he says, deontological. So I said, die, status scum, and I pushed him over the bridge.
I had a feeling the tower was gonna
it's good stuff.
Oh, man.
Anyway, drugs.
Do we continue talking about drugs?
Yeah.
I don't want to use up all our good content. I mean, we're going to have
I don't want to use up all our good drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have the shitty, like, have some Natty Light, the shitty drugs.
That's so, mostly methanol, right?
I should have been around for your caffeine / coffee.
You should have.
I have many good things to say about that.
I'll talk about snus. That shit is the bomb.
That name just makes me.
Everything Swedish is hilarious.
Death
Snus.
By snoo snoo.
Snoo snoo.
Snoo snoo.
Ken, do they have snooze down in Auslan?
No, but I mean, you can get anything here if you're willing to import it and take the risk. I knew a guy who had a tobacco connoisseur, say, housemate. And he ordered some in, and yeah, and I got to try some. It was really good. Gives you a hell of a buzz.
Oh yeah, man. I got laughed at for just, like, almost falling off my feet. Like, they pretty much just give it to you there, and, you know, I don't smoke cigarettes, right? And they just kind of smile and laugh at you as you kind of, like, you sure you don't want to sit down, bro?
Yeah, I smoke strong cigarettes, and it still gave me head spins. So I'm not surprised you felt like you were gonna fall down if you don't smoke.
Yeah. I guess the first time, I don't know if it, like, didn't take or I got lucky, but, like, I said, you know, guys, I haven't tried this before, and they were all laughing at me, and they were waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I didn't, like, pass out or whatever it was, but later times it got me. Later, yeah. Those later times I enjoyed a good rape.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of drugs are like that. That's my experience anyway. They don't take the first time for some reason. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first part of that movie, Half Baked, is like they kind of address that popular, you know, fact or myth or whatever it is.
Speaking of drugs, I'm going to go get some particular drugs. Be right back. I'm going to get some whiskey.
Ooh.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I took the suggestion that Right Coast had. And I got the Knobwood, and Toast can attest, it is actually quite good. Worth the cost, I think.
I really can't comment, just because I really dislike whiskeys, but this one was tolerable, so if that's high praise, then...
From you, I think it is.
Right.
I really like it.
The thing,
so I'll be right back.
And maybe you know more about this than I do, Toast, but the thing that kind of intimidates me about the whole whiskey scene is there's so much knowledge to have about it. I mean, I got like a taster, but I know if it's there's like a certain criteria. If it's got to be, you know, made in Scotland to be Scotch, and then if it's somewhere in Tennessee, it becomes bourbon. Or, like, is that something you understand?
Oh no, I know nothing about it. I didn't know that I was supposed to be intimidated though.
Tennessee whiskey isn't necessarily bourbon.
Tennessee whiskey. Okay.
There's a difference between Tennessee whiskey and bourbon. I think it's in the production process or the aging, but they're not the same thing.
Oh, Wikipedia
knows. They taste basically the same. Disgusting, but they are like, I think legally you're not allowed to call it bourbon unless you do a certain thing with it, and you're not allowed to call it Tennessee whiskey unless you do a certain thing with it. I don't know, because I'm not a bourbon drinker.
Yeah, I don't do whiskeys. I do gin. I do, I like gin and vodka for the most part.
Oh, yes. It's clear spirits probably my poison too, but I do like a good whiskey.
A little bit of that gin and juice toast?
Tonic, yeah.
Why would you put juice with your gin? It's terrible.
Laid terrible. Back.
It's a crime. There should be a law.
There should be a law.
I have to say, though, G&Ts are way better if you get tonic water that isn't made with stupid corn syrup.
Yes. I would say that's probably true. I've never had tonic water made with corn syrup.
Yeah, that's still use like sugar almost all you can find over here.
Oh,
really?
That'd be disgusting. Man. Yeah, it's terrible. Corn syrup.
State of sugar. Corn syrup.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
I don't like.
I mean, it tastes the same, but it's like weird and
no,
sticky.
No, it doesn't.
Like, why do I don't no, want a sticky G&T.
I don't.
From think somebody
corn syrup
who
stuff tastes the same.
Lives outside the U.S., sugar and corn syrup do not taste the same. There is a very, very detectable difference if you're used to drinking stuff with sugar in it.
Like, we get occasionally Mexican Cokes in my place. We'll go to you can get it at Costco. Way different. They're not like sticky sweet. They're different kind of sweet. Wait, they're just better. Yeah, they're crisp. That's exactly what it is.
Yes, exactly. It's like corn syrup is this sort of sickly sweet with this sort of weird aftertaste, and
yep.
It's nasty. As soon as you drink a drink that has corn syrup, if you're used to sugar, you can taste it instantly. It's disgusting.
Interesting thing, though, I actually prefer the newer Mountain Dew and Pepsi than the throwback versions. They actually came out with a version that they made it with sugar, and it was awful. And I think they did it on purpose. I'm really not so sure, but...
Conspiracy theory.
Fuck up sugar.
Well, I don't know. I mean, sugar is more expensive. I don't see why they'd do that on purpose. It seems like it'd just be a waste of money.
Well, no, I think it was like to reinforce the corn sugar, you know? Like, let's make this version supposedly better.
It's possible.
Yeah, I suppose it's possible. I think it's probably pretty unlikely, though, surely.
But if sugared Coke tastes so much better, you know, you would expect sugared Mountain Dew or Pepsi to taste better, but it really didn't.
Well, I've never had corn syrup Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew here doesn't even have caffeine in it, although they've recently brought in a
What's
version
the
that
point?
Does.
Right, I mean, because over here, Mountain Dew is just that thing that, like, all the gamer nerdy kids drink because they want lots of caffeine, lots of sugar.
Or balls.
I like Mountain Dew. I drink
you know what you can do? You can just buy caffeine if you want a lot of it.
Sorry, what did you say, Tom?
If you really want just, like, cheap, like, high caffeine, you can just fucking buy caffeine. It's
or
not
drink
expensive.
A vape. Or a Red Bull or something, you know.
Coffee is actually worse than coffee. It's not... Red Bull is much less caffeine.
Right, it's the other
coffee.
Chemicals that make it kind of
I'm not surprised
energy.
By that, yeah.
Yeah, it's got other things like B12 and some other weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like I think ginseng or something.
Yeah.
The last time I had
ginseng's
a Red Bull,
not bad
I nearly passed out. Really sensitive stimulants. And the last time I had a Red Bull, I nearly passed out. So I don't drink energy drinks anymore.
I've never felt that like other end of being hyper. I've passed out from like being really tired or having enough booze. But the other end, like having too much of a stimulant. Oh God, that right, blood pressure.
Well, I'm gonna get some headphones and then I'll tell you about my caffeine overdose story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Oh my God. I like both those things.
Now, the
said.
Closest I ever got, well, I see, I don't think it was caffeine. There was one time, I guess I was 15, I had like two, hold on a sec.
The suspense, it's killing me. What did he have two? Actually, I probably know this story. What the hell? What
is this? It's intentional. He's fucking with us.
Fuck. Yeah, I'll recognize the story when he says it, because... We're the same person, and I know all his stories, as I think I do. I still learn new ones sometimes.
All right, I'm back.
That's always good. Keep you on
usually,
your toes.
Usually they're about women, though. So.
All right, okay. No more echo on my
hey,
part.
I woke up, folks, so I'm going to stop talking, whatever.
Oh.
All right.
So Zom's got the floor, I guess.
All right, I'm back with my caffeine OG
Just kill
story.
Them. Just kill them and dump them in the Gulf Stream.
It seems a little disproportional.
No. It's perfectly okay, man.
Well, hey, you know, we're nihilists. We can fucking... We cannot judge here.
It's true. Maybe yeah. It's for the better. Actually, right, it probably is for the better.
So with my caffeine OD story, it started with a LAN party that was put on by a local organization. Usually there were between 20 and 30 people, and this one ended up being really large for some reason. It was about 105, 110 people, somewhere around there. And we're not really from a big gamer community, so like that was a really big show. And for some reason there was a competition with who can vibe the most caffeine. And this,
oh, that could never end well.
And this is not a good competition. And I was really persistent. I started off, well, first of all, they had free soda. So Mountain Dew was the drink of choice, which a can of Mountain Dew, I'm not sure how much it has in it, but it has more than the rest of the sodas. I know that. Like 50% more than regular soda. And then there was
60 milligrams.
60 milligrams per 8 ounce serving, right? Or is that for the whole can?
I think the whole can?
Really, the whole can.
Okay. 8 ounce. 8 ounce. Okay. Oh, yeah, the whole can. Okay, 12 ounce for 60 compared to 8 ounces of coffee is 120, so.
And then I ingested quite a few balls, which is another energy drink.
Dude, balls is great.
There was these mints called, they were made by a brand called Foosh. They were caffeine mints. They had about 100 milligrams of caffeine in each one, and I had about two tins, which which is like 24 or something like that. So it was like 2400 milligrams just from that alone.
And
I ended up having a total of about, I think it was like 4,850 milligrams of caffeine in about a seven or eight hour time frame.
Oh my god!
And with instant effects, obviously, or large amounts of energy, I want to run around a lot. The feeling that you have to piss while... I'm not really sure if it was that I had to piss and I couldn't, or that there was no pee. Because now, looking back, I understand that stimulants are vasoconstrictors, and it makes it really hard for you to pee. So I think it was just I couldn't pee. And then
It's probably the vasoconstriction gives you the sensation of needing to pee.
Well, also, I think it makes you not able to pee.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm surprised he's alive too, Toast.
Okay.
I'm really surprised you're alive. Anyway, go on.
Alright, well then, after I stopped, after I had like gone far beyond the competition, I was declared the winner before it was even over. Because I had to consume more than twice as much as the next person. And no one could catch up, they kind of just ceded the point. I stopped consuming after like the 6th or 7th hour mark. And then it was another 3 or 4 hours in the event while I was just like shaking violently because I was starting to like come down. This caffeine is really fast acting. You start to withdraw relatively instantly, like after imbibing it. So by the end of the event, I was epileptic. I was like violently shaking. I had to like lay down on the floor to like regain my senses. Speed up to where I'm home. I'm in my bed shaking for like a good 12 hours straight, like not able to sleep. Just like, I don't know. Like if I were to like pick up a drink, like it would shake and spill all over the place. It was bad.
Like Parkinson's.
But like the whole body constantly.
Yeah. So like Michael J. Fox.
So you're pretty much having a seizure.
Yeah, kind of. Except there's no real like rhyme or reason to like the movement. It's just like random shakes. It was pretty traumatic. I couldn't sleep for about 2 days afterwards, and then I slept for like a whole day. And then after that, I kind of toned it down a little bit.
I think it's a learning experience.
Yeah, it's not as bad as like my learning experience with alcohol, which is where my friends encouraged me to drink. This is a vodka called Popov. It's a Russian vodka made from potatoes.
Oh my god, the worst hangover of my life. We're up there.
We had a bottle, about a fifth. I think it costs $8 or $9. It was pretty cheap.
And specify when you say bottle, you mean this like plastic container. That's when you know the whiskey, the vodka's good.
You know, top shelf plastic.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, so it was a fifth, which is like 25 shots or whatever. And someone's referring to it as Leninade. That's a nice name. I'll start calling it from then on.
No. Leninade.
Leninade.
Good stuff. Right, well,
I was encouraged to drink it quickly, and I was...
Oh my god.
And the only thing to drink out of that we had was like a Taco Bell cup we just gone through the drive-thru. And I was drinking it, looking back, like 3 or 4 shots at a time, just chugging it. And I consumed the entire bottle within 15 to 20 minutes. Anyone who knows anything about alcohol,
wow.
That is a recipe for liver failure / comatose.
Yeah.
Did you throw up?
Did I throw up? Is that a real question?
Well, I mean, I guess that's why you're alive, right?
Yes.
No, he would be dead if he didn't throw
up. I'm alive because I was resilient. I didn't throw up for many hours. Like 4 hours, I think, I didn't throw up. But I did black out relatively quickly. A lot of interesting experiences. Like, I don't know, I was experiencing being drunk for the first time, so, like, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was, like, dancing, pretending to be like a soccer goalie at one point, like doing a crab walk back and forth. It was pretty funny. And then after that, just like it's like bits and pieces of memories until the morning, which the next morning, me with my liver currently failing, still drunk, my buddy picks me up to go to a work meeting, which looking back, I could have just fucking called off and skipped, right? So we go to the meeting. I'm like still blackout drunk because it was like 8 in the morning. We stopped drinking around 1 or 2 in the morning.
Oh, God.
I vomit everywhere in the bathroom. I pass out like in the chair in the meeting. Everyone's staring because like I look like I'm deathly ill. Like I'm like my liver is currently like in the process of failing, right? Like it's not done yet. So I'm like sitting there in the chair close to death. Like I looked up, I did some charts like a few weeks later of like how much alcohol is like enough to put someone in a coma. And I think I was like two shots under what it took me for my body weight to like never wake up.
Well, and those are averages and stuff like that, but oh man.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you know, if you're gonna...
Your friends are retarded.
Yes, I know. They had all drank before too, which is the worst part. They already know how much was enough,
The
story continues.
I would punch him in the face for that.
The story continues. Me with my massive alcohol poisoning and liver failing did not go to the hospital. I instead powered through the meeting, passed out outside waiting for my ride home for like 2 or 3 hours. Went home, went to school the next day. My liver was still failed. I had jaundice. My liver was swollen inside my body. Getting up, sitting down was the most painful experience in the world. Laughing, breathing, eating, these things killed me, right? And so, I don't know if you know, but if your liver can't process alcohol anymore, your skin starts to. So throughout the week, I had rashes all over my arms while vodka was vaping off of my skin. So all week, people commented that I smelled like potatoes. All week,
why did you not go to the hospital?
Because I didn't think anything was wrong. I thought I was okay. I just thought I would get over it. But I have permanent liver damage, where now I get drunk off of like two beers. I'm drunk. And the best part was smelling like potatoes and vodka for like a week straight, everyone commenting. That was awesome. And having these wicked rashes up and down my arms that literally were like evaporating vodka, straight vodka, because the liver couldn't process it anymore because it was done. Like my liver had shut down. So I was literally drunk for like two and a half days straight.
Whoa. Oh man. You're lucky you didn't die.
Yeah, looking back, I really, really, really am.
Yeah.
Walking around with jaundice, smelling like potatoes. It's a pretty sight.
Wow. I'm very surprised you're still alive.
I'm also very glad that I never did anything that stupid. It makes me feel pretty good about myself now.
Monday morning quarterback over here. So you never saw a doctor or like a special? You kind of just back solved all this through your wiles of internet searching or what?
Watched House.
The next day, I recognized like I had alcohol poisoning, but like I didn't really
want long enough.
I didn't really like want to tell like my mom. I just wanted to let it fucking pass, right?
Oh, wow. That makes my damaged kidneys seem pretty tame.
What had you damage your kidneys?
Amphetamines.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Any in particular?
I think that has something to do with why I'm sensitive to stimulants now.
So what was your stim of choice?
Just Dexies. Dexies. Just took way too many of them.
Dextroamphetamine? I think it's just the right side, an antimer of amphetamine.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you have like blood in your pee or what happened? Your kidneys got just effed?
No, my kidneys didn't eff, but they're not healthy. Basically, I just had a really bad panic attack and some bad stim dick. But I found out later that I damaged my kidneys pretty badly. So I've got kidney stones and stuff at 20.
Have you passed any before?
Was it anxiety or was it like stim psychosis?
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, man.
Hey? No, I did not have cirrhosis or anything.
No, I said, was it anxiety or stim psychosis?
Oh, I don't think it was psychosis. I don't think it was.
You didn't flip out or kill anybody?
No, I don't think it was psychosis. I think it was just a really...
Bath salts.
I was just fucked up.
Face.
Yeah, oh nothing God. Like that I remember anyway.
Yeah, I mean, those amphetamines are...
Do you have face between your teeth the next day?
Did I what?
Have face between your teeth next day.
No, I did not have face between
my teeth. Okay, you didn't eat a face then.
No, I did not eat a face.
That you recall.
That I recall.
That you brush your teeth afterwards. Which yeah, is that's pretty good, you know, psychosis right there.
Anyway, I went to the hospital and they made me drink a bunch of water and because it was too late to pump me, so they just made me drink water. And
so how much did you consume?
I think there were 5 milligram tablets and I consumed over 20.
So you were taking Desoxin then, right?
I was taking what?
Desoxin.
I don't know.
I think he's talking about the dextroamphetamine. Is that what you're asking about, though?
Well, no, Desoxin is the only thing.
Are you asking about the particular medication I was taking?
Yeah.
Well, I just had a friend with, like, ADHD and some stuff, so he was just handing them out to us.
Well, the only thing that would come in 5 milligram doses would be either a low dose of Ritalin or Desoxin, which is the name brand for methamphetamine.
Well, maybe it wasn't 5 milligram then. I don't know.
If it was, like, if it was in a cap, it would have been Adderall or... Vyvanse, but those are high doses. Like,
well, you know,
we should talk about those things.
Do you know if they're distributed in down under?
Yeah, see, it also depends because there's probably differences in dosages available in Australia. There might have been 10 milligram. I don't know.
A hundred milligram dose of any stimulant wouldn't do that unless it was Desoxin.
Okay, well, maybe it was.
Which is probably the hardcore stim that you could take.
Well, maybe it was then. Maybe that's why I felt like crap.
That's essentially eating a tenth of a gram of meth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I won't be doing that again anyway, so...
Wait, is this something that they sell? It's a marketed or it's a prescription drug and it's stronger than meth? I'm not familiar with this.
No, it is meth. If you look up methamphetamine, it'll say name brand Desoxin.
It's not crystal meth, is it? It's just that.
Well, it's in a pill. I mean, it's a methamphetamine.
Do you guys want to know what makes methamphetamine? I mean, there's a methyl group, but just a carbon and some hydrogen is CH3. But what makes it so much more powerful than normal amphetamine? I mean, because it's going for the same receptor that's fitting in there. But that methyl group, you know, just like we were talking on the show about how alcohol goes, you know, crosses in there, it kind of just perfuses or crosses through the blood-brain barrier like crazy. It's just jumping in. And when your body breaks it down, when you're, you know, what the metabolite or what methamphetamine becomes is amphetamine. And then that has an effect for a while after that, too. So I'm going to have to look this up. I mean, that's gnarly, though, that they sold it. I didn't know that.
Hey, Ninkindo, is that what you took?
I'll have a quick look. From memory, I mean, it looks pretty similar.
Was it a suppository?
No, it was not a suppository. That
sounds like a terrible idea.
I did not take over 20 suppositories.
Yeah. You know, you were mentioning alternative forms of tobacco use before. I'm just wondering, has anybody tried suppository tobacco yet? Because, you know, it could be a new thing.
I guarantee somebody has. You could probably do it with snus or snuff.
I actually just took a cigarette up my butt. I'll let you know how it works out.
Yeah, let us know how that works for you.
If there was ever a time to say YOLO.
If you fart and light it, will your butt explode?
Fumes come out, fucking smoke.
Blowing smoke rings.
At your ass.
No, we're not actually blowing smoke. We're not blowing smoke up my ass, we're blowing smoke out my ass.
You lost your eyebrows once. What are you... To fart, Bernie.
Zom,
crikey.
Zom, can you buy that stuff on the Silk? The Silk Road?
I'm sure you can. I mean...
Buy what?
Desoxin.
All right.
I mean, I'm sure you can get whatever you want.
Wow. Have you tried that? Have you tried meth before? I feel like you could read a book in like 3 hours.
Accidentally.
It was surprise. Was something cut with it or what?
Yeah.
Oh man.
That sucks.
Was it E? I mean, that's why I wanted to bring that up on the show is because
Molly.
You know, when it's not on Bit Road or Silk Road, it's like you don't know what you're getting.
I accidentally smoked meth and heroin and dope together. But
holy shit!
It was in a bong, so the bioavailability of the meth and the heroin wouldn't have been very much. It would have mostly just burnt up. But it did make me feel pretty wretched.
I am so partying with you when I go to Australia.
It's funny that you ask that, Ron, because that ties in with the story earlier about, you know, my jaw.
Oh, I see. So
it's a lead
fairly recent.
It.
Fairly recent.
Yeah, within the week. Or something like that.
That's not a good surprise. Was this on Sunday during that thing?
No, it was actually last Wednesday. After my internet went out and shit. Like, I was supposed to host last Wednesday, and 10 minutes before the show, my internet goes out and doesn't come up for like a whole day.
So oh, yeah, Eternal says something about that.
I go to this party instead. That was like a friend's girl's birthday party. And fucking headed there.
And that's when the surprise stuff happened. You didn't have a stash of your own in tow, or?
Nope.
Who was the person? Who was the supplier?
In the same circle of friends, like another guy. Kind of shady guy.
Sounds like better. It. And this is stuff that he said that he sampled before, or obviously didn't?
Well, the thing was, the thing that like made it really clear to me after the facts is like, before he moved down here, he was a meth dealer, like in the state he was from. So it's not really like a stretch to like connect. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, afterwards, people were coming to me with concerns, because I was like, I'm the expert, obviously. And I'm like, they came like, oh, do you think it's this? Do you think it's that? And I was like, it might be. I don't really know. And then I kind of, probably a bad idea, I approached him that other people had come to me with concerns. And I was letting him know that, you know, once I get my shit back in, I was going to test his and then tell everybody what was going to, you know, what was up. And if it is, because he says it's not. Well, then they're all going to find out. And down the road, that leads to me being robbed.
That's probably cool. Not a good idea.
Yeah, oh, so he felt so threatened enough by that. Oh, my God. Yeah, not a very stand-up individual, doesn't sound like.
Oh, no.
I don't think stand-up individuals produce meth. Just saying.
Well, I wouldn't really make that kind of comment. You know, each his own. But not a stand-up person doesn't give it to somebody under the impression that it's something else.
This is true.
That's true for any product, I think. Most legal definitely. Or not.
Absolutely.
Well, if it's an active ingredient, that's not so bad. But like, if it's active, that's even worse.
Mm. Oh. Was anybody else around, or was this the cover of night, or what happened?
Oh, what? When what happened?
When you got assaulted, right? Like, he came after you.
Oh, he didn't come after me. Other people did.
Oh, like his buddies?
Yeah, down the road or down the line or whatever.
Oh, right, because this was last. Okay, I gotcha.
But, that's... like, it wasn't even me that got, like, taken, really. It was some other person that I was with that I had just met. Like, they took a lot of his shit, and I think maybe his SUV. I'm not really sure. They took our pants and shit, too, and wallet. I had to change my locks.
You were with the person, and you don't know if they took his SUV?
Well, they took his keys, and then we ran.
Oh, okay.
I haven't talked to him since, really. Well, since that night. He got his car back, I'm not sure.
Dude, what kind of life are you living? This is crazy.
Not that life, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
That was like an off thing. That didn't usually happen.
That group of people?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes find out things the hard way.
Shit happens. Yeah. You learn from it.
Yeah, so I've been talking to our web designer, and as soon as we finish up after show stuff, he's going to pop on Skype, so let's get the studio running.
You went ahead and confirmed him or selected him?
Wait, was this the Jason guy?
Yeah, the Jason guy.
I don't know, I think, what did I hear him from? Like, I saw him from somewhere else, like his name.
He linked to his work,
blog.
Didn't he?
He does have a
no,
blog.
No, I mean, before this whole back and forth happened, that name is really familiar.
It is. You might have had a blog article show up or something. Like, I swear it is a familiar name.
Is it Ghost of I'm Not a Troll?
No. Like, I think he was connected with Ron Paul or something. Like, something to do with Ron Paul.
Are you worried that it's Jesse Benton's friend?
No, who are we discussing here?
I don't know. This guy, Jason Keisling.
Oh, Ken, Eternal's bringing up the web design, the guy we found who was there.
Ah, yeah. I've been following those emails, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Yep, right. I'm with you.
Yeah, so Rutto, and especially Rutto, we can sit down in a little bit and keep the studio running so we can pull him in on Skype and then have a good conversation about this. I mean, I haven't confirmed anything yet, but I haven't said anything to the other guy, Jeff, so I think we're running with Jason on this one.
There's a Jeff guy, too?
Yeah, but there were two guys who approached us. One of them, Jason's saying he'll just put pro bono, and I'm like, fuck that, we'll pay you, but I don't know how much.
It looked like he was interested in becoming a part of DTS also.
Yeah, no, he was really interested in becoming part of the show, which I'm all for, and that sounds great. So, yeah, that's cheaper than paying, you know, full price for something else, certainly. And I like both of their work, so, you know, when it comes down to an economic choice, I think it's pretty clear. So, yeah, we'll talk to him. Make sure we're all on the same page that, you know, he knows what's going on and that he's really reputable on all this stuff, and then go for it, I think. Then I'll close out the other one.
that seems to be a plan. Yeah, so if you guys want, we can wrap up after show stuff right now.
Seems like a natural transition.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so I guess to our audience that listens to this and a few guys who are listening now, we are looking at doing some web redesign, going to have a whole new site coming up. It should be fun times, and I think you all enjoy the new site. Have some colors, another good thing.
Colors are nice.
Yeah.
Colors are a good touch.
And you're all status, because apparently no one's listening.
No, we got a few listeners in chat.
Okay, gotcha.
It's pretty late now, so.
Okay, I'm referring to Reddit.
Thanks everybody who has listened. That makes everybody who's still around. And this is Eternal from Decline to State saying good night.
This is Nintendo from Down Under saying good night, good afternoon, or good morning, depending where you are.
Ron McPaul sending kisses to the world.
And this is saying I have no idea.
All right.
All right.